The Place We Call Home by Faith Hogan. Read by Caroline Lennon for Saga Egmont. There is no place like home. Dorothy in The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Prologue. Miranda. This place, Miranda thought as she looked across the bay. It was in her bones. From here, Ballycove had not changed. Miranda walked along this path for more years than she cared to remember. It grew only more breathtaking. Far out across the land, beyond the winding river, she could see the glitter of the sea. And beyond, she could make out the shadow of Donegal's rugged coastline, two counties winding away in the far north. Miranda imagined that beneath the scrubby banks, shingle pebbles glittered in the low evening sun. And in the deep of the water, she fancied a lifetime of memories were stored. So many of her memories played out against this riverbank. Today, the air murmured into a timely heartbeat of the water's current. It whispered a familiar chant. It always calmed her, walking along the river's edge. Sometimes it was hard to believe that so many decades had passed since she'd spent her summers along this sunny path. Today, as always, it was exhilarating in its freshness. A landscape forever shifting, and still its fabric remained the same for all time. The grey-green hills beyond the village were surely smaller than in her childhood, as though the weight of time had obliged them to crouch just a little lower with each passing year. Still, they stood, stony and sturdy, their lines of time a testament to their ability to keep Ballycove safe from winter storms. The water, glittering blues and greens that reached much further than the eye could see, was as timeless as it was unending. It fed families and took fathers, sometimes it seemed with equal generosity and ferociousness. Miranda thought it had never looked more beautiful than now. But then she smiled, because no matter when she walked along this path, she thought the same. She stopped for a moment on the little track, cleared by goats and the chases of foxes and rabbits when no one else was looking. Miranda had been looking forward to this walk all morning. She had to set things right. It was time. And now, thinking of her own family, she knew that there was only one thing for it. She would have to pull them all together and lay the foundations for a new beginning. Chapter 1. The Past. Miranda Riley clambered up the hill slowly. The heat made her cotton dress damp against her back, and the stitching cut into her narrow shoulders and arms. It was a size too small, but her mother insisted that another year could be knocked out of it. Her discomfort was heightened by the box of vegetables she carried in her arms. Heavy and cumbersome, and her excuse to escape the fraught atmosphere of home. It was worth being out of breath to make this short journey. Most days, she ambled up to old Mrs. Bridgestock's cottage on an errand of some sort. It was only a short distance, really, but it was such a delightful place, it might as well have been in the next county, so far removed was it from the bleak tone of her upended home. It seemed to Miranda that Mrs. Bridgestock could be the oldest person in the world. She wore her dresses long and black. Her hair, white and held with pins, framed her soft and lined face in the same fashion as it had some 50 years earlier in the wedding photo that sat on the sideboard. Although Mrs. Bridgestock wore the marks of age in her stooped shoulders and slow walk, the woman in the photograph, staring lovingly at the man next to her, would always be who she truly was.